Musi refuge from Satan the cursed, and the name of Allah the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of value of martyrdom, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Undoubtedly, martyrdom is a divine grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, and the person cannot do it by himself." Well, martyrs are not conquered by death. The moment a believer is slain in the way of Allah, his eternal life begins, a life in which he gets sustenance from his Lord. He rejoices for himself and hopes that even those whom he has left behind would receive the honor of martyrdom, so that they too would achieve this everlasting, never-ending life as he has. But why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this special favor on martyrs? The value and worth of a sacrifice entirely depends on the value of the purpose for which that sacrifice was offered. Many people sacrifice their lives for wealth, but it is just a wastage of life and nothing else. How can a life be immortal if it was worthless enough to be sacrificed for some stones or minerals? No matter how precious gold and diamonds are, they are lifeless. These treasures themselves has no life. How can they make a life immortal? Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. Those whose faith in the Creator is superfluous can never solve the mystery of martyrdom. They feel puzzled as to why the Muslims, the true believers, appear eager to die in the way of Allah. They call them suicide squad, but it is not suicide. Suicide implies termination of life, while martyrdom is continuation of life. And although in Islam, even a normal death is not the end of life, it is a transition from this world to the next. Then how good or bad that life will be depends on one's faith and deeds. But martyrdom removes that uncertainty, that suspense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately bestows on the martyr the joy, the everlasting bliss, and an immortal life. As you see, that is a concise explanation of what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said about the privilege of martyrdom. And I really wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless these great benefits to me and those who love to be in the roles of martyrs, inshallah. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we have for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about value of martyrdom. He said, "Undoubtedly, martyrdom is a divine grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, and a person cannot do it by himself." Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.